The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, welcome to today's edition of the Just Veggies podcast. My name is Ellen Wells, and I'm the author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com. Today's episode is all about rhubarb. Well, I shouldn't say all about rhubarb. It's about one particular variety of rhubarb, and it's a variety that is an award winner. How often do you hear that? Award winning and rhubarb, all in the same sentence. I am a big fan of rhubarb. I've been growing it ever since I had a garden of my own. So I would say about 20 years or so. And the variety that I have is, gosh, I don't even know what it is, but it's been in my garden. It's been in my parents' garden, actually, for the past 60 or 70 years. So the one I have in my garden is an offshoot of theirs. And it's pretty darn old and pretty darn reliable. But if you have never planted rhubarb before and would like to give it a go, perhaps you would like to try an award-winning variety called Kangaroo. And the kangaroo is spelled differently, K-A-N-G-A-R-H-U. And that R-H-U is like rhubarb. Get it? Good name. Kangaroo is a recipient of a 2020 Green Thumb Award, and those are given out by the Direct Gardening Association. And that is an organization, it's a nonprofit, and it's an association of companies that sells garden products. They give out awards annually to plants and products that their judges feel either are unique or technological innovation, or maybe they solve a garden problem. And also, will they appeal to gardeners like yourself? And it makes me happy to see that a rhubarb, of all things, something that I call a fruitable, it's a fruit and a vegetable all rolled up in one, won something like this, because you don't really get much recognition as a rhubarb plant. Anyway, so what makes kangaroo rhubarb unique? Well, this rhubarb is a result of nearly 10 years of development at Gurney's Seed and Nursery Company. According to Gurney's, kangaroo offers outstanding quality and superior summer production. That alone right there, the summer production, is a pretty important statement because rhubarb is generally a mid to late spring producer. There are people in my community garden plot who do harvest their rhubarb all summer long. I tend not to do that because I did it one summer, and I noticed that the more leaves and stalks I pulled from the plant, the less it grew the following year. So as you remove the leaves, you remove any sorts of sugar traveling down to the roots and being in the roots in the springtime for the leaves to come out and do it all over again. So a plant that is bred for summer production, that's pretty unique. Kangaroo is unique in its ability to grow very well where warm summer nights typically restrict other rhubarb varieties from producing well. They went to the ends of the earth, the folks at Gurney's, to make kangaroo a viable rhubarb alternative for places with hot summers and especially hot evenings. They went to Australia, talk about ends of the earth, a continent that is known for its punishing gardening environment. It gets quite hot there. They went there to find rhubarb genetics that really allow the plant to be heat tolerant. You have to be heat tolerant if you're going to grow in Australia. This heat tolerance that they incorporated into kangaroo allows stalks from kangaroo to be harvested deep into the summer when other rhubarb varieties are either bolting, browning, or just plain old calling it quits because it's hot. Not only is kangaroo heat tolerant, it has some of the darkest red stalks on the market. Many varieties available nowadays are either all green or a combo of green and pink or red. Mostly, they're green. Imagine the prettiness of pies and juice and all those savory sauces you can make with a really dark red, pure red kangaroo. And Gurney's claims it's got a wonderful taste to it, one that is above and beyond whatever has been previously available. How do you grow kangaroo, rhubarb, and rhubarb in general? Well, you plant, if you're going to buy a plant of it, usually comes bare root, meaning just a root ball, no soil, maybe a stalk, maybe some leaves. And you put those into the ground about 3 or 4 inches below the soil surface. And you do that in early spring or fall. And you plant them about 2 to 3 feet apart because rhubarb gets pretty wide. I would say it gets about 1.5 to 2 feet wide. Kangaroo will grow best in zones 4 to 8 and will do really well with full sun to partial shade. If you see a flower stalk emerging from the plant's center, remove that at the base to extend your harvesting time. What is a flower stalk and how can you tell the difference? Well, a rhubarb stem is typically flat on one side and curved on the other, kind of like the letter D. A flowering stalk that emerges from the center of the plant is typically pretty round, and it grows right from the center of the plant straight up, whereas the stems kind of fall to one side. Now, Gurney's doesn't really provide any information on how to water a rhubarb plant, but from my own experience, I rarely water my rhubarb. I mainly rely on rainwater for my rhubarb. I will on occasion water it if I feel it's wilting a little too much or just looking droopy. And also, if you want it to grow like gangbusters, please do feel free to water it as much as you want. It won't hurt it, believe me. And kangaroo and all rhubarbs really do prefer loamy soils. Now, where do you get this this kangaroo rhubarb? I would take a look at gurneys.com. GURNEYS.com and order your rhubarb today. If you do, good luck with it and let me know how it goes. Have a great gardening season, folks.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com and be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.